Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Heuer, and I'm so excited to have a very familiar face in our community today. Go grab your coffee. We'll be right back. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning into the Teach Better Today morning show. My name is Ray Heuer. We have Julie Salyer with us. Julie, how are you feeling this morning?
Feeling great. How about you?
Doing well. I'm so excited to highlight you as an educator who is incredibly involved in our Teach Better community and also in the trenches, working with high school students. I've been able to be in your classroom numerous times, so it's just going to be really cool opportunity for our community to see you in a different way. Before we get too far in, do you mind sharing a little bit about who you are, what you do in education?
Yes, my name is Julie Salyer. I'm a high school math teacher in Plano High School, which is in Plano, Illinois. It's a far west suburb of Chicago. This is my 20th year teaching. I can't believe I've been around that long. It seems like just yesterday I started. But I've taught pretty much every math course you can in the high school curriculum, all the way from the lowest course before Algebra 1, all the way past AP Calculus. So I've taught pretty much everything. Besides being a math teacher at Plano High School, I'm also the math PLC leader, which is sort of like a department head. And then I'm also a Teach Better ambassador and a lead ambassador for data management, which means I basically track how engaged our ambassadors are with the Teach Better team, which has been a lot of fun.
Julie, we could keep going because you're also part of our grid certification cohort pilot group, which is happening right now. It's kind of like in its second phase of this whole process. You have chosen to really take advantage of this community's offerings. And I know being an ambassador and taking on a leadership role in that crew was just another way that you were able to not only celebrate everything you know, but support other educators in the community as well.
Yeah, Teach Better literally is what kept me in the profession. I'm going to be honest. And I've told Chad this many times. When I decided to switch school districts, it was mainly to try to refresh, be closer to home, but also just to refresh my career. But I was struggling when I went to a different school. I came from a really big suburban school that was pretty affluent and very successful. I had taught traditionally my whole career and then I switched to Plano, which is a smaller, more rural community, with a very diverse student population. I was struggling teaching traditionally. So I had received the training for grid method from Chad the previous summer when I started at Plano. And I decided I needed to change up what I was doing in the classroom to reach students. So that was a huge switch for me. And I've been really enjoying being part of the grid cohort because it's been fun. I know I talked to you recently about it. Just hearing different ways that people are implementing it, different formats of how they set up their room, different activities that they do. It's been really refreshing to be a part of that community, especially.
Yeah, I feel like, Julie, when people get started in, you know, anytime they're learning something new, specifically with the grid method, I know for you, I think a lot of educators don't realize how long the process is that you could still be tweaking your practice. I mean, you've been doing the grid method for a number of years, and yet, could you still say this year you were finding yourself adjusting? I mean, it's kind of like a part of the game.
Yeah, well, constantly. Like this past year, I started having the kids actually do goal setting, reflecting. But the way I'm doing it isn't really working. So it was good to be part of the community and hear other ideas of how people are doing it, because I did use like a Google form and like half the kids are doing it and the other half aren't. And it's hard for me to keep track of. So like hearing people talk about like having like a continuous Google Doc where every day they go in there and then at the end they hand it in, I'm like, that's great. Because then they can also go back and see what their goals were, and making sure they're keeping up with their goals each day. Whereas with the Google form, once it's submitted, they don't really see what they submitted. So I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense now that I'm hearing that. This is why this is not working. So I'm just getting so many good ideas, even just like the physical space, like how to set up my physical classroom a little better than what it is, because I'm dealing with a very small classroom. Just hearing different ways for people to organize materials like on the wall or on their doors. And I'm like, oh gosh, why did I think of that? So it's helpful to be part of that community just for all the different ideas that I'm getting from it.
I love that you've been able to take away so many things. And it's so interesting as educators, so many of us think, you know, oh, teaching is just, I gotta, like when you go into the profession, you're like, I just have to lesson plan. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than just even those buzzwords, like aligning your standards to your content. It goes into classroom management, it goes into classroom physical layout and organization, and all those different things come together to make a successful classroom. I love that you also commented on goal setting and reflection. That's like a huge passion project for me. I know it's huge for anybody going into mastery learning, but you are talking about one of the most common mistakes that so many, the majority of educators make, is they're like, okay, I have to goal set and reflect. So I'm going to create a system where that's easy to do. I'm going to use technology. I'm going to make it really efficient and effective, and then move on. And the one piece they miss is that it has to be a two-way point of communication. Students can't just submit their goals. They have to be able to also access them after the fact and be able to reflect on them for it to actually be an effective process. So I love that you've been able to do that reflection, kind of see the pros and cons, and then switch it up.
Right. Well, and it was done with the best intention, like, oh, this will be easy. I can easily sort the Google sheet that pops out and see how many kids are on track. And I'm like, wait, they're not seeing what they're submitting. So yeah, at the time it made sense. And like right now I'm just kind of sticking with it because they're on a routine. And then next year I have a total plan of how to change that. And I think it'll work really well. So
I did have one teacher, I believe, who adjusted one element of their Google Forms. They kept the system in place, but they had this setting where it emailed the student their response, and that gave them the two-way communication.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, so see, lots of options here. I love it. Julie, outside of all that, you've also been a blogger with the team and you've been able to do so many different things. If we have educators listening that maybe are new to the Teach Better family, maybe they tune into the morning show frequently, but aren't involved in other elements, other circles that the team offers, how do you maybe give an educator a suggestion on taking a step to further their involvement with the team? Where do you feel like is the easiest way to get started?
Well, definitely not blogging, because honestly, I don't think I've blogged in 9 months. That's time intensive. That you have to sit, you have to think of an idea, and you have to really just like tweak it like crazy before you submit it. And I was like blogging like crazy at first, but then this year has been insanely busy for me with all the things my district has me doing right now with vertical articulation as a leader in the district. That's been really time intensive. I'm applying to get another master's, which has been taking up a lot of time, which I'm very excited about. There's been a lot. And then this new lead ambassador role is every weekend I'm spending time doing that. So that it's been more time intensive than I thought it was going to be, to do the blogging and try to keep up with that. I do have plans to get back into that, but I would say probably if you are really into the Teach Better team, apply to be an ambassador, because that's when I feel like my involvement with the team became really totally up a notch, because I had been involved with the group kind of off to the side, kind of keeping in touch with Chad and you, Ray, on how Grid Method was going. But as I joined the ambassador group, I'm finding out there's all these so many other facets to the Teach Better team. It's not all just Grid Method. That's how I got originally involved. But there's the assessment piece. There's standards-based grading is something that totally intrigues me. I would love to start doing it. I'm starting to get ideas from someone in my district who's piloting it at the middle school. So there's so many facets to it that I didn't know about until I became an ambassador. So I think honestly, that's the easiest way of getting more involved. Mm-hmm. And that is an awesome tight-knit community that I love being a part of. So that's where I would start. Yeah.
Yay, shout out to our ambassador. Shout out to Andrea and Megan Hosey, who actually created that program years ago and have just seen it flourish. Our ambassador applications are not open right now, unfortunately, for all of you who might be interested, but we commonly see those open in the fall. So keep your eyes out in the fall, make sure you're on our email list, and you can head over to teachbear.com on our homepage to see little ways to get involved, to dabble and explore and see all the people who are ambassadors on that page as well. You know, Julie, I do want to dig into your passion and what you can bring to our community this morning. So we'll be right back for our team talk. Stick with us. Thanks for sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. We have Julie here with us, and we are so excited to dive into all that Julie has to offer. Obviously, she's able to share so many good things related to a number of different topics she mentioned earlier. But Julie, I want to get into your passion. If you had a soapbox moment or something that you wanted our community to keep in mind as they head into their day ahead, what would be your tip or trick?
Okay. So I've been, anybody that follows me on social media knows I am very, very heavily involved in Educators Rising, which Educators Rising used to be Future Educators Association. And it's a group there's high school chapters, there's college chapters throughout the country now, trying to solve the problem with the teacher shortage. So trying to grow our own, basically. So trying to find students that are interested in the education field. Doesn't have to just be teaching. It could be, I want to be a social worker in the school, counselor, and really expose them to the profession in the high school setting, doing activities that get them involved. I'll talk about a couple of them, but there's several things we do within our feeder schools in our district to get the kids more involved in the education, the idea of the education profession, what it involves. But that's something I'm super passionate about. It's my favorite part of my job right now, is being the sponsor for Educators Rising, working with this core group of kids at Plano who are really interested in being, all of them are pretty much interested in being teacher. I have one that wants to be a school nurse. And it's been really just revitalizing my career in a very positive way. These kids are, they want to be teachers. I'm trying to make the profession look like a good one for them. I know right now teachers are like, I'm not telling my kids to be a teacher, but I do think teaching is one of the most rewarding professions, but also at the same time, one of the least appreciated by the general public at large. So I'm trying to build these kids up, make them realize how good of a profession this is and how helpful they can be to our young learners in the future. So that's something I'm super passionate about right now, is building that program at Plano. I started with like 5 kids. I'm now up to almost a dozen that are coming every week in just 3 years. And I'm hoping it can grow even more each year that I'm there. So that's something I'm really passionate about right now, is growing my own, growing our own at Plano, of educators that will eventually join schools in the area when they're done with college.
I would love to challenge our community here in the comments. If you are in a high school setting, a middle school setting, an elementary setting, setting up these types of clubs or programs, even at an earlier age than high school, to foster conversation around what field is best for them, and possibly even continuously, you know, encouraging them to move into the education space. I'd love to know if anybody else has programs like this that they've done. Julie, if somebody wants to start one, let's say we have a middle school teacher listening or a high school teacher listening that says, okay, wait, I know we have a lot of clubs, but this might be one that I can really see the fruits of my labor for a long term. How do you get started doing a club like that?
Well, first I would reach out to local colleges and see if any of them have a chapter. So we're blessed at Plano that Aurora University has their own chapter, which then they actually fund our chapter at Plano. So they not only fund it, but they also put on several of the events that we go to throughout the year. It's a great networking experience for my kids. It's not just my Plano kids that they're funding. They're funding all the area schools that have chapters. And three times a year, we go as a group to Aurora University along with other high schools in the area that have chapters. There's so many good networking opportunities. They get to talk to the kids at Aurora University that are part of the chapter. And they put on great events that we have Teacher of the Years come and talk to us. So this past, when I just went to in March, Brianna Morales, who was the Illinois Teacher of the Year, came and talked and told us her story about how it was teaching in an alternative school in East St. Louis. Amazing story, heartbreaking at times, but like opened my kids' eyes to what it means to teach in a variety of different settings, not just the ones they see, but what is it like teaching in a school where 100% of the student is a minority population? All of them have been expelled from their actual high school. What is it like teaching there and impacting these kids? And her stories are so impactful. Like, it's not meant to be a scary thing. Like, she's making a difference in the world by lifting up these kids, these troubled kids that have had a really rough childhood. So I love that Aurora University has basically made this program possible. So my first word of advice is reach out to any local colleges, not necessarily just the big universities. Aurora is a small private one, and see if they have a chapter and if they're willing to then bring you in to their bigger organization. Because that's how Plano apparently got started before I was there. They got started through Aurora University and they continued that partnership there. So that's wow. And I've had people reach out to me asking, I said, look in the colleges in your area, see if any of them have a chapter. That's where you should get started. Because you do need that funding to come from somewhere. That's the easiest way to get started. And eventually, once your club gets approved by the school board, then you shouldn't need as much funding from the college. You can do your own types of fundraising.
Wow, so many good suggestions here. And I'm excited for this conversation to continue with educators who are passionate about building our field. We all know that with the teacher shortage, this is more important than ever. And Julie, I'm glad that you're able to provide us with ideas and suggestions on how we can bring this into our school building. So many good things. I cannot wait for people to start telling us how their equivalent club is going in their school, whether they be at a high school, a middle school, or even an elementary school to start this conversation. Lots of wonderful things there. Julie, thanks so much for joining this morning and being a part of the Teach Better Today morning show.
Thank you for having me, Ray. This was fun.
So good. For everyone else, please feel free to reach out to Julie if you have any questions about anything related to Teach Better or obviously related to other elements that she was able to share on the show. And don't forget, we'll see you next time here on Teach Better Today. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.